Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and our show today is on the sound of love. We're going to be playing with love and frequencies and different things today, and our intention is that everybody might find complete love. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Of course, we got the certificate and associate degree program in sound healing, both here at the Institute and online with live instructors and or by video. The next program at the Institute starts June 14th, and it's a summer intensive. June 14th to the 25th is the first half of the certificate program, and the second half is August 6th. To the 16th. It's every day from 10 to 9:30, and it's very immersive, obviously. And you can also just come for the first half in June, because those are the classes that are best done here, and then do the rest online, because the lectures aren't much different. or you can come back and do the second half. Just about everybody that's done the first half almost always comes back because they kind of get addicted because it's so much fun and so interesting and powerful and effective. So that's the summer intensive, which is the certificate program. And that's the first semester of the associate degree program, which will continue in September. We also have the regular certificate program starting in September, which is 3.5 months. And that's Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. The degree program is 4 semesters, so the September is the second semester for the if you're doing the certificate in over the summer intensive. We do have all of these classes online as well. We've got the certificate program. It starts about every 2 weeks. I think you could start this Tuesday or next Saturday for the actual sound healing certificate program. It's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's San Francisco time, Pacific time. And if you can't make a class, you can always watch the videos, or you could watch the videos for the whole program as well, and we can do check-ins and see if you did your homework and answer questions and stuff. And all of these programs are state approved, so we are an official college, and so it is an official certificate and degree program. We also have the audio recording program, our recording arts and technology program, which has a lot of sound healing basis, has a lot of psychoacoustic information about how to make your project much better, more effective as far as how sound and music affects people physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got the summer intensive version, which is July 3rd to August 2nd, which is 4 days a week and some nights. And then we've also got the full 3.5 month version starting September 6th. And that's the certificate program in audio recording where you learn how to record, mix, and produce. We use Pro Tools, but if you're into Ableton Live or Logic or any other program, it crosses over quite well. So those are the classes. You can take classes individually, too. You don't have to take the whole program. So you can find the classes and everything at soundhealingcenter.com, soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our therapy center here, where we do a wide range of sound healing treatments. We do massage on the sound table, where you get vibrated into bliss while getting the massage. We also do tuning fork treatments. We can find your soul note by playing each of the 12 notes on the sound table and seeing which one makes you the most peaceful. We can also do voice analysis, where we find what notes are missing in your system, which can cause problems with organs or learning disabilities. We also do a combination where we do voice and crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, and do a full smorgasbord. We do most of those online as well. We can find your soul note and your and do the voice analysis as well. And you can find all of that. You can actually find everything under soundhealingcenter.com, but you can go directly to it by soundtherapycenter.com. We also have our store where we sell sound tables and sound loungers, which have speakers embedded in them to vibrate you powerfully. Oh my God, there's nothing better than a sound lounge or a sound table. We're using them in rehab centers, PTSD centers. They're really, really helpful with fibromyalgia, anything neurological or muscular. They help with stroke. They help with Parkinson's. It's really quite effective. Or if you have anything emotional going on, in 10 minutes, it's completely wiped out. We've got some really profound music that goes with it. I've got over 100 CDs that you can also find in our store at soundoflove.com. And we have not only CDs for all different types of intentions, including just getting you high, opening your heart. We'll be playing some of the ones today for opening your heart, but also for depression, for sleep. And we also have a bunch of CDs that are just frequencies. They're the Cyma frequencies or cymatic frequencies that came from some underground groups in the war in Germany. Back in the World War II. And these are really powerful frequencies that are researched really well. We have frequencies for nerves, tendons, ligaments, for bones and muscles, circulatory system, endocrine glands. So you can check those out at the store as well, soundoflove.com. We also have a full range of crystal bowls and all different types of sound healing instruments on the site where the store is. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So we just did the Sound of Love class online this morning, so kind of got in the zone, and I want to share some of that, some of the things that we cover in that class. First of all, you can look at love as frequency, pitch, timbre, which is the type of instrument or type of syllables that resonate in love, seed syllables, or, you know, the sounds used in mantras. Or you can look at love from a musical interval perspective or from a music perspective. And then you can look at it from an energy perspective. First of all, let's get in the zone, though. Let's do a little meditation. And in fact, we're going to do a lot of meditations. I'm going to do more meditations than talking, I think, tonight. So first of all, bring love into your heart now. Feel love in your heart now. And listen for a sound, a note or a frequency that seems to match this feeling. And see if you can find it in your head. To go up and down through the notes or through the frequencies, high, is it high or low or in the middle? Or you might just go right to it and find that note of love for you. Then make it out loud. I'll do it too. Ooh. Now, let's send that love with a sound to everybody listening to this radio show. Okay? And don't forget to receive it coming back. Okay, so send a sound of love to everybody listening, including me. Right? Now, let's expand that a little bit and send that sound of love to everybody on the planet and listen for their hearts responding and sending the love back so you can receive it as well as send it. So send love to everybody on the planet. This love with a sound to the earth and listen for the earth sending love back. I knew you. I knew you. Now, send this sound of love to Source, to God, to Source Energy, and listen for the universal love coming back. Let's do something. Actually, let's listen to a song first. This song is about bringing unconditional love into your heart. It's called The Water of Life. So while listening, set your intention to bring unconditional love into your heart. more than you've ever had, more than you've ever done. This is Water of Life. Thank you. Bring love into your heart again. And this time, instead of sending love, you're just going to be love. We are love. Every cell is love. So just be love and listen for its sound. And find a note or frequency that matches that feeling of love and make it out loud. Now, notice how big the field of love that you're resonating is around you. Is it just a foot around you, 3 feet, the whole room? Well, expand it. Slowly expand it. So it encompasses the whole city you're in. Keep going so it expands. So it encompasses the whole earth, your own field. We're not sending and receiving. We're just expanding our own field of love to encompass the earth. Might as well go all the way. Let's encompass the entire universe and make the sound of this expanded field of love. Now that we're totally humming, take this love and send it to anybody you might know that needs it. You could send it to Trump. You could send it to anybody that's hurting. Or you could send it to all of those on the planet that are suffering. Might be just about all of us, huh? Okay, send it to whoever you like that might need it. Send it to yourself. Send it to your own heart. That's a really great one for anybody that has any loss in their life, whether it's your stuff or a loved one, someone that dies or passes away, or someone that just leaves you. You can totally get over the pain just by loving yourself or running universal love. But a lot of people don't know how to run universal love. So just send love to your own heart. It's perfect for overcoming any loss. I actually do a few things. I'll resonate my home note, my soul note, I'll resonate universal love, and also go to that point of awareness that I am, that witness that has no emotions, no pain. It's just a still point, watching everything, witnessing everything. Okay. So let's listen to another song. This is Unconditional Love. We'll just listen to the last half of it. And again, set your intention to open your heart and your whole being to universal love. Enjoy. Thank you.
I feel your love.
So may this love become the norm, not only in your heart, but on the whole planet, where we return to that peace that we feel when in love. We're in love with the universe, in love with ourselves. We return to that peace, and we return to that harmony that naturally happens whenever there's love. And we return to that flow that enlivens the flow in our body.
Sorry, that was that glitch again.
That overcomes any glitches, that overcomes any shocking things or anything that is not of love. So that no matter what you come across, any challenge or conflict that you could ever imagine, that it comes from love. And it's interesting because in that energy, it's like some people, we were doing a workshop just recently and somebody said, well, I don't want to be complacent with all the stuff that's going on in the world. But it's not. It's not being complacent. You're still aware. You still set boundaries where you need to set boundaries. But you hold that love all the time. A lot of people think it's either love or boundaries. Right? Well, you can do both at the same time. I often think of love from the heart chakra and boundaries from the solar plexus, from the third chakra. And the trick is to be able to set boundaries with love. Here's a good one. Because we've got a couple more minutes here. To be able to set boundaries with love. Imagine you're being abused. And instead of going, go, no. With full power, no. But with love at the same time. See if you can do it. Full power, no. With love at the same time. No. No. It's like saying no to a baby. No. No. It's like what I say to my kitty when she gets in the toilet. No. 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 It's a really good one to practice. To be able to say no with full power, with love. And then to take action. Any action you need to take. But take it with love in your heart. That's the trick. We all know this. And just the more you return to that state, the more that becomes the norm. The more it entrains others on the planet into the same energy. So hold this intention once again, that we all might be holding love all the time. Imagine the whole planet holding love all the time. May it be so. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Hold that energy through the weekend. Through the week. Months ahead. Years ahead. Lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening and take care.